emergency triple team traffic situation, and what's going on, Heather?
Well, it's on the West Side Belt. Traffic has pretty much come to a standstill as you leave Legacy Parkway and head south toward I-80 West Interchange. Now, it looks like it's due to snow and snow plows and salt trucks going through to salt this area. The fog there is extremely thick. It's zero in many areas. I can't even see the roadway between that stretch. And there's a crash near the I-80 West Interchange that's partially blocking the right lane. So that had already slowed traffic down, and then these salt trucks came through and brought everybody to a standstill. So you are going to have to look out for slick road conditions pretty much anywhere in the west side of the Salt Lake Valley. Eric?
On I-15, you do have some fog, particularly in the Midvale area where it's pretty thick in spots. But overall, no crashes reported this morning between Provo and downtown Salt Lake. So from that aspect, it's a good drive as you head up north. Len Thomas?
Well, in Davis County, the drive is going fairly well, but the fog does stretch out in Davis County from Woods Cross to Roy, and there's a crash southbound U.S. 89 at 1800 South in Woods Cross. Jordan Valley Cancer Center is Utah's new cancer facility, specializing in cancer treatment and helping patients thrive. Their comprehensive prevention programs include health screenings, genetic testing, education, biopsies, and counseling. JVCancerCenter.com. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.